Trust4Radio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at WestonCompanyJewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now...
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield from Marble Falls, Texas. Vicki, how are you tonight?
Hey, Becky, doing absolutely fantastic. The rain has finally stopped. The sun was out all day, and I'm just looking for a lot of sunshine because we have a lot of chiggers with all this wet weather and dampness.
Oh, you guys,
not a good thing. And those of you that aren't from Texas, you won't know what they are. Believe you me, you don't want to find out.
Oh, yeah, but if you're from Oregon, you know what those chiggers are. Those are not fun. But you guys, I mean, it has been crazy down in Texas. It seems like you've had back-to-back seasons of just this torrential downpour and this rain and these floods. So, you know, I know the rivers are flowing and all is plentiful and good, but boy, it's been a hectic time for you guys down there.
Well, you know, Becky, it really has, because there's been so many lives affected by the flooding, down towards the Houston area, Southeast Texas, San Antonio, even Austin. We were really lucky up here in the Hill Country. I know where our guest is from, living in Stephenville, Texas, they had to put up with flooding up there, but it's just been totally unreal compared. We went to an all-out seven-year drought to now water. The lakes are full again. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, you know, everything works together for good, so I'm hoping the water is receding and there isn't a lot of damage to farmers and so forth and that everything becomes plentiful again. So I wish Texas the best. You know, it's been an interesting week. If you're listening tonight, you've tuned in, you've either – gone to shesgonecountry.us and you're streaming there from our media player, or you're streaming through Facebook. You could be calling in at the 347-857-3760 number if you are and you're listening live through your Bluetooth, through your you're traveling down the road and you're listening, or you're sitting somewhere listening to your phone or your tablet and you want to join us tonight, be sure to press 1 and come into the host queue so Maria will know that you're there and we'll bring you on. Tonight it's June. Lots of things are happening. Rodeo is just picking up and in full swing. I mean, spring, there's always a spring run, But June, it starts getting real heavy and the summer runs start coming. And we actually have partnered with the new association, the ERA, because we, you know, it's a new association. We have a lot of, you know, friends and fellow athletes and so forth that are in that new association. And, you know, anything that is new comes with challenges and opposition and confusion and excitement and so many great things, along with so many, you know, there's just all these different forces at it. But the bottom line of it all is everything is here to better the sport of rodeo and to keep this rodeo and the industry that we love, that Aunt Vicky grew up in, that I grew up in, that we were blessed to be, you know, our family is blessed to be part of for, you know, years and years and years, alive. And that's what the show She's Gone Country is all about. It's all about preserving the Western way of life, the heart and the spirit of the American cowboy, and that's why we do what we do. So we've partnered with the ERA so that we can highlight all of those that are, you know, forging a new path, trying new things, stepping outside of the box, and really just trying to make a name for the sport of rodeo that is synonymous with the sporting industry. And you can't fault somebody for doing that. So tonight is ERA Monday. We're going to highlight an athlete tonight that's out there in the ERA making an impact. And before we bring him on, there's also been an impact in the rodeo world, and we just want to take this opportunity outside of the social media realm to really just extend our condolences and our heartfelt love and sympathy to the Lucia family for the loss of Tommy Lucia. Tommy was influential in my life growing up. I know he was influential in my Aunt Vicky's and so many others within the sport of rodeo. We love Anthony. We love his family. And we just want to say, Anthony, we're thinking of all of you guys, and we love you so much. And we know that Tommy is up there with all of our loved ones, you know, having the rodeo of their life. So, Aunt Vicky, is there anything you want to add before we bring our guest on?
Well, Becky, thank you so much. Just again, Tommy Lucia is just such a driving force, a wonderful, great friend to so many in the sport of rodeo, and he brought the sport of rodeo to so many that were not familiar with it before because he was such a phenomenal entertainer and an ambassador. And, Anthony, we love you and your family, and we do know that Tommy is up there, and there's going to be some great performances going on. God bless you all.
Yes, and so with that being said, we're going to talk about the great performances that have been going on down here. And if anyone's paying attention to Fox News or Fox on Wednesday night, you're getting to see the action of the ERA. And I'm sure this gentleman is just one of your favorites that you're out there rooting for, and he's one of our favorites. If you don't know him, you got to get to know him. He's a million-dollar cowboy. He won the American, and he is just tearing it up. He's been in the PRCA and just, well, I think it was 2010 is when he started, and he's joined the ERA, and that's Richmond Champion. Richmond, are you there with us?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. You know, you are a young buck, I got to tell you. You are what, just, you got to be what, 23, 24?
23, yes, ma'am.
23. And you have had the career of a lifetime. I mean, you just came out of the gate full bore. And, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about how you came up the ranks. I mean, you just kind of took the bareback riding by storm. Share a little bit about where your passion and where you got started came from, and then we'll talk about you moving into the ERA.
Well, I was, I guess, a senior in high school and was struggling riding bulls. My brother was riding bareback horses at the time, and he finally kind of talked me into it. And I really need to thank him for that because it changed my life. It seemed like just caught on like wildfire the first time I tried it, and it seemed kind of lucked out being in Texas. There was a lot of opportunity to go get on practice horses, and there was a lot of schools and things like that and good influences to be around, and kind of went through that my whole senior year of high school, and was actually on my permit in the PRCA whenever I won the state championship. I guess that was 2010 or 11, and then just never looked back. And it seemed like every year there was more opportunity, you know, if you start out and you want to make the circuit finals, and I did that, and then, you know, ups and downs, but then there was the American, and that was, had a little more experience. I guess I'd spent 2 years on the road at that point in time. Had continually moved up the standings, just hadn't broke through the top 15. And it was kind of, it was having a great winter, had won Denver, had placed at San Antonio, was just kind of on a roll. And the American came up, and, you know, that was my goal for a week, and it changed my life. You know, but I also, when that happened, I kind of didn't know what to do, because started listening to everybody else, and they're saying, well, shoot, you can just go home now. You don't even have to do this if you don't want to. Well, I still had a lot I wanted to prove, and making the NFR was a big goal of mine, and that went great. And it's just been continually, you know, progressing as time goes on.
Well, Richmond, this is Vicki, and, you know, you call Stephenville home right now, but if I'm not mistaken, you grew up down towards Houston, is that correct?
My parents live there. We moved there, I guess, my junior year of high school.
Okay.
And they're okay. Still there, so.
Well, tell us now, you know, I know we want to move on to the ERA because that's what is just so hot right now, but the American now, how did you qualify for the American, Richmond?
I went to, Gillette, Wyoming, in January, I think.
You are brave. It's cold in Wyoming.
I was in class, and I was traveling with Taylor Price, and he texted me and said, "Hey, we should go to this." I said, "Why not? Enter me up. I'd rather do that than go to class anyway." So we made the trip, and I, you know, snuck in. I think I qualified. They took five from each event, and I ended up sneaking in fifth.
Wow. And, you know, the rest is history. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, that was a pretty amazing feat. We were there, weren't we, Aunt Vic? Wasn't that the year we went?
It is.
I'm almost positive.
We were there
so
for the semifinals.
Yeah, that stadium was so huge. I'd never been there before. So, you know, we were running around, and it was insane. But, you know, it's an amazing thing at such a young age you got to experience that and you received that. And you hit it on the head. You said you started listening to other people. So obviously there was a critic in your head that was saying, should I, shouldn't I? So what or who kept you on the path to really just stay the course and keep with your bareback riding career?
I guess I look up to my big brother a lot, and my dad is, well, my parents have been really supportive all the way through. You know, my dad really helped me on the financial end, you know, because what do you do with $1 million? That's another question. But he said, don't worry about any of this. And he said, just keep going. You're having fun. You know, that was, you just did something unheard of. You have all the confidence in the world. Just keep going, and I'll take care of this stuff. And I can't thank him enough for that.
Wow. Good, solid advice.
Well, and not to go off topic here, but your dad's quite an athlete. So if I saw correctly, he was doing a triathlon or something?
He just completed an Ironman a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
That was one of the coolest experiences I've ever gotten to be a part of. He did the whole thing with a smile on his face, and I wasn't sure if I was going to need to put him in a home when he got done. I mean, who can run, who can go 140.6 miles and still be smiling?
Oh
my
gosh.
Amazing.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So
exactly.
A testament to the drive. So tell me then, so you're going, you've got this momentum going, and we have a couple minutes before our break. How did you get the call about the ERA? And you know, because we're going to talk about that on the second half of the show, is what's been happening in the ERA and what you've been experiencing and what the journey's been like for you. But when did the call come?
It was later, I guess, probably closer to December in 2014, and Wes Stevenson had called me, and he said, hey, I can't tell you much, but we're having a meeting in Dallas, and I think you should be there. And I said, okay. And later on that year, I had talked to a few people that had got the same call, and we all went and spent a few hours just, you know, listening to what they had to say and what my heroes had been doing for the past year, and all under wraps. And it was, pretty exciting stuff. So I was excited for the opportunity.
Well, I'm sure there's much, much more to talk about because that it is a huge opportunity and it is a pioneering movement of its own. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to speak more with Richmond Champion and what's happening in the ERA. So stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to fuel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host out of Marble Falls, Texas, Miss Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Vicki, you doing good down there?
Absolutely, Becky. Just enjoying the conversation we're having with our guest tonight. The ERA, wow, it's so exciting. It's so new. It's a thrill to read about and to watch and just so much going on with it.
Well, and we have loved the fact that we've gotten to take the opportunity and partner with them to help elevate and empower them and drive, just, you know, be supporters behind all that they're doing. You know, we love the sport of rodeo. We love the PRCA. We love the PBR. We love all the associations because, you know, to us, rodeo is a way of life. It's not an association. But it's pretty exciting what's happening in the RA and what they're trying to do with it. And tonight, we are highlighting one of the athletes that has made the choice to join the tour and paved the way, and he's paved his own way in his own right, and that's Mr. Richmond Champion. Richmond, thank you so much for taking some time tonight with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? We appreciate you, and we appreciate your time, and it's valuable, but, you know, share with us. You, how many stops has there been now for our listeners? Share with them how many stops you guys have had.
I believe we've had 4 stops. Each day is a separate event. And it's been, I guess I didn't really have any expectations because I just didn't know what it was going to be like. And then they'd put it on paper, but when you go to put on a show, it, you know, you're going to run into some hiccups and things like that. And it's been a really, really fun experience.
Well, Richmond, this is Vicki, and you just finished up with the ERA out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, there at Tingley Coliseum. And, you know, the thing that when I'm, you know, watching, you know, what's going on, what's happening with the ERA, to me, it's like rodeo old school. I mean, you're getting to spend some time with your competitors, with your friends, and it just brings a whole new feeling to camaraderie. Is that correct?
It really does. You know, I've always heard the stories from the older guys that, you know, talk about the old tours, and you would see the same guys at every stop. And getting to experience that and be in the locker room with the same group of guys and getting to reach out and meet people in other events and build stronger relationships with them because, you know, rodeo and you don't, usually don't have time to even stick around for most of the events that follow because you're going to the next one. And everybody being there for the same, you know, duration has been really fun. I have I've had Charlie Crawford, a team roper, pull my rig in and push my horse out. The steer-essers come to the buck and shoot. It's really kind of brought everybody together, and it's been really fun.
Oh, wow.
Well,
it's wonderful. Go ahead.
Well, it was so funny. It was so funny, and it's great to hear you that Charlie Crawford was pulling your rope and pushing your horse, because I remember sitting in the audience at Salt Lake and just giggling because I looked down at the rope and chutes and see all the ropers and the contestants down there pushing the cattle out of the gate. And then I look back on the chutes and there's, the team ropers back there and they're leaning over the chutes. I thought, wow, it's like a ranch rodeo all over again. I love it.
Well, Richmond, here's my next question. This is Vicki. And, of course, wrapping up with Albuquerque, now, there isn't another ERA until, September, and that's going to be up in Sheraton, Wyoming. But it's going to be, it's not going to be quite cold then. So that's a good thing. But what are you going to do in your downtime? What's on tap for the next couple of months?
I'm actually going to continue rodeoing. So I'll stay pretty busy. Really, the game plan doesn't change for me, other than the purpose of the ERA was to bring more opportunity to the sport, and I figured I should definitely take advantage of that. So I've got a few more goals on the list this year with the ERA and also continuing with goals I've had ever since I started.
Good, good, good. You got to have goals, because if you don't have goals, you don't have – the vision isn't set before you. At least for me, I've got to have something to attain. If I don't have something to attain, it's real hard pressed to keep going at something. Have you noticed in the time that you've been with the ERA? I mean, you talk about the camaraderie, and you talk about being able to hang out, and it's just, do you find that you really are enjoying that more, or do you miss being on the road more, or do you think it's going to be a good balance for you? And tell us about that.
I think it's going to be a good balance. Obviously, I love the ERAs, and I love that style of competition, and it's a great atmosphere and a great show, and it's a new movement, so it's really, really special to be a part of that. But also, I'm 23 years old, and if I sit at my house all summer long, I'm probably going to freak out. All I want to do is ride bucking horses, so obviously I love traveling. I love going down the road. I enjoy the grind of it. But it will be nice to stop off in Salt Lake for a couple of days and be in the locker room with those guys and then go up to Sheridan. So it'll be a good combination, I think.
Well, and I have a question, and the one thing that I've always known about the ERA, and despite with everything, there's controversy, and we're not afraid to talk about it because, everything is in good purpose for growing the sport of rodeo, and I know that that's at the heart, and I know that's where the heart of the competitors are, the heart of the promoters are, and they're not trying to take away from any one other association. So does that, and they've been very clear about that as far as, the PRC and all that. So do you get the opportunity, it's kind of a two-part question. Do you get the opportunity in your position as a competitor are you going to open rodeos, and do you have to re-qualify for the ERA for next season? How does that all work out?
I guess that's a tough question.
I know. I threw you for a loop, that one. I didn't tell you there was going to be tough questions on this test.
That's all right. I think there's, obviously we're having more events. We got Salt Lake, and there's going to be a qualifying system for that, for people to compete on the final 2 days against us. And then next year, I think it'll be a cut of – they'll drop the bottom four after the finals. So, obviously, if a guy gets cut, he's going to have to work his way back up. I have no doubt that the ERA will continue to have more opportunities arise for to create a qualifying tour.
Right.
And they've already started.
Basically, So they're basically, it's just so new. It's still evolving. So you guys are still, you guys are being very spontaneous and going with the flow is what I'm gathering.
Right. It is just kind of, anything new takes time, no matter how impatient you are. So a lot of it's just kind of waiting it out and taking advantage of the events we have and really trying to get this thing up and rolling.
Yep, and I get it. I totally get it because, you know, with any event, and that's the one thing I've shared with anyone that's asked me my thought opinions on the event. It's like anything that's new takes time to build, and for this being a first-year series and what you guys have put together, I think it's over the top great and it's only going to compound and get better. So, you know, my hats are off to all those that have, you know, all you athletes and all the producers and behind the scenes that have really gone to make this go off without a hitch. And kudos to all of you guys. And Vicki, I know I had one more question, but it slipped my mind as I was talking. So I'm going to let you take the floor for a minute so I can regroup.
Sounds great, Becky. Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, Richmond, you know, you're off from the ERA for a couple of months, okay? And so you're going to hit the road rodeon. You know, first thing that comes to mind to, you know, a lot of people is, okay, you know, the Cowboy Christmas, 4th of July run. I'm certain you're already planning one. Where's the high spots? Where are you going to try to enter and get upright and try to make it?
Oh, it's busy. Once I made that decision, I went from 0 to 100 pretty fast. So it's I'm planning to start after Reno in Tonoka, mm-hmm. and then work down to a couple of the Utah rodeos, Oakley City and West Jordan, and then
mm-hmm.
Cody and Red Lodge, back to
Pinoca. Always good rodeos, yeah.
Back to Pinoca or St. Paul and Malala and Livingston on the 4th.
Wow, yeah, it's going to be a crazy time, and each year it just gets a little bit busier. You know, I can remember those days when my son was on the PRCA trail, you know, and 4th of July was around, you know, and they were driving from Window Rock, Arizona to Molalla, Oregon, you know, and back and forth. And, you know, of course, being a mom, and I'm certain your mom can relate to this, you know, I pulled a lot of early morning shifts behind the wheel. I wasn't driving, but I was visiting and talking on the phone to whoever was, making sure they stayed awake.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brett is bull riding and Jesse is bareback riding, those two down the road, and Jason and all of them. It was a good time for all of them. And I know, Richmond, it's a great time for you, and memories are being made. And I do remember the one question I had to ask you, and it's a comparative question. Tell me, what do you think about this new, and if anybody hasn't been watching, you know, watch on Fox and catch one of the events, but the new flag rule that you guys have. Tell our listeners that the new little fun
Love
thing you guys
that.
Get to do. Yeah, I think that's just a great add-in to the event.
Yes, yes.
It is. I think it's so awesome. Last week in Albuquerque was – there really hasn't been a chance for a contestant to throw the challenge flag, which if they, you know, don't agree with a call, they can throw the flag and they'll take a minute and – we have a replay judge that'll look over the, you know, the replay and the run and decide if that call was fair. And they overturned three calls, two in the steer wrestling and one in the saddle bronc riding. And all three of them, the contestant was correct. And it was, I think that was the most exciting part of the entire event was that, you know, I forgot who it was. They said he broke out and,
uh-huh.
He had the awareness to know that he didn't in 3 seconds
right.
of his run. And that just goes
right.
to show,
oh,
you know.
Yep.
Go ahead,
and
sorry.
Now what happens? No, that's okay. What happens if the call was wrong? Then what happens?
I believe it's a $500 donation back to the ERA. But it's
Good word.
It's completely worth it. You know, just to have that opportunity because, you know, there's been plenty of times in my career that I've gone, you know what, that wasn't the right call, or I know that wasn't the right call, but you just swallow mm-hmm. your pride and go to the next one. And you always wish you could have done something right then and there to change it. And now there's that opportunity, and it's a great thing for the sport.
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, it just for the viewers, I mean, it's just like you're sitting, you know, everyone's sitting on the edge of their seat. So it's a great thing for everybody involved.
Absolutely. And, and it's, I wouldn't want to be a judge. So, you know, and they have a very short amount of time to make a call. So it's, you know,
well, a short amount of time to make a call. And, you know, they could have a short lifespan too. That's the scary thought.
Well, and you got John Davis on the board of your judging, you know, running your judges. And, you know, John's been around a long time. So I'm sure he's got top quality folks there making sure they're judging the event right. So, I just see it going nowhere but up. I see it doing nothing but benefiting the sport and the industry as a whole. And I'm so glad that at 23 years old and the milestones that you've been making, Richmond, that you get to be a part of that, along with all the other champions and world champions that are part of it. So, you know, it's well deserved for you. You've earned it, and I hope you enjoy it. But I appreciate your time. We're out of time, so I'm going to say goodnight to you, Richmond, goodnight to our guests, and I'm going to actually turn it over to my Aunt Vicki to say goodnight and close it out.
Okay, Becky, thank you. Richmond, again, thank you so much. We are just so happy to be partnered with the ERA and being able to have these interviews with you athletes. We are going to look forward to seeing you in Dallas, Texas at the American Airlines Center, November 9th through the 13th for the World Championship. And we'll be following you all summer long. Best of luck to you. God bless. Listeners, thank you for being with us tonight, and we're going to close everything out with a little cowgirl logic from our good friend, Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone.
What is it about baby roosters? I'm Crystal Lyons, and I got this little rascal, and he knows that if I'm in bed, he comes under the bedroom window and crows multiple times, over and over, while it's still dark. And if I get a phone call and he hears my voice, he immediately trots around to be as close as he possibly can to just, yep, crow. It's like if he hears my voice, he delights in trying to drown it out with his own. What is his problem? I'm the one who bought him, watched over him as a tiny chick to keep him safe. I'm his source of total provision. If I simply relaxed my protective guard concerning him, he'd be varmint bait in a heartbeat. But he has no recognition of my huge participation in his very existence. The very presence he attacks and the voice he tries so hard to drown out is the only thing between him and life and death, and he's too cocky and self-consumed to even recognize that fact. Well, I've just perfectly described many people living in the world who absolutely have no concept of their own creator, no perception of the one who has been watching over them since they were little chicks. And while some strut and crow and attack his very existence, he consistently protects them from their own demise, all the while lovingly providing for their needs, even to the very breath they use to crow with, ever seeking to drown out his voice. Well, this world truly does resemble a barnyard of activity at times, and just make sure our attitude and outlook on life is not that human imitation of a baby rooster. I'm Crystal Lyons, and, you know, this is just some cowgirl logic. If you need more or want more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
ForRadio.com.